Blog Talk Radio.
Bring it on. Bring it on to me. Bring it on to me. I'm so ready for anything. Bring it down. Bring it down.
Surprises, one in particular.
of light and blessings up to you in blessings.
Blog Talk Radio.
All right, everyone. I have arrived in a ship. We are in a hospital ship, and I have been taken to a conference room. Galilee is here once again to support, work with us, guide us, and lead us in this. Now, what's fascinating about this room is I am literally looking at an observation window, and I am looking out into the operating rooms and where they're working with people. I have this immense view of what's going on in this ship. Oh, and they just pointed out cameras. There's television screens that show every single room with every single procedure that's going on. There's one major room here that I can see through a wall. And then there's other monitors that are monitoring all rooms. So whatever procedure is going on, a specialist or a being supporting the process can watch what's happening and know where they are at any one point in the procedures and in the care of the patient. Wow. This is fascinating. Okay, Galilee, what is it that you brought us here for? Dr. Svensson is coming in to talk with you more fully, and Dr. Zinette is back. Oh, good. She wants to follow up with your questions about well-being, the GMOs, the weather patterns, and all the different things that we talked about last month. She wants to expand upon and let you see exactly what's happening with your neighbors in the galaxy because of what's going on Earth. I hand it over to them. Hi, Dr. Zina. So good to see you again. Namaste, Karen and Mark. Thank you.
Namaste. Thank you for joining us again.
You are so very welcome. And we have Dr. I can't come up with the name again. Dr. Chiznik, who is here with us to share with you the points and the processes that you need to be aware of to be able to move forward with. Dr. Chiznik, please go first. Okay. Namaste to all of you listening, because several questions have been asked about how to energetically balance in your world right now. What is the balance? What is the balance between animals, plants, humans? Are you out of balance as a planetary system? Are you in balance? How do you get in balance? I know that you have asked about the genetically modified foods and your bioengineering, the biotechnology with DNA and what is happening in your world. There's something else to be aware of also that wasn't brought up in your question, and I will add because it affects your well-being, and that is the bioengineering of chemical warfare. Your Ebola, your bird flu, your mad cow diseases. Most of you are very aware of orange because that was talked about. But the ones you're not aware of that are being engineered and put into the system are your flus and your viruses. Both in animals and in human beings. What you're seeing in front of you in this room is a result of the Andromeda Council members affected by those strains being put into your air systems, your water systems, the chemicals being dropped. Some of it has to do with this as well. What you call chemtrails. They are chemical toxins that are being put into the mix, the ground, the soil, the air, for all of you to take in and breathe in. These are the beings that to help that were affected by those. Now, some that you see that are deathly sick, the being with the sores all over his body, that was someone who put himself in the way of danger to eliminate a potentially very hazardous source of problem. The reason that Ebola didn't get worse is because we have some beings over in that side of the room who put themselves in harm's way to take it out. That's been going on over and over and over. This is one of the ships that they're brought to. Now, the very good news is that we have technology to counter everything so far that has been brought on your planet. Aware of the malevolent beings and the different biotechnologies that they have created. We are learning every day of new ideas they come up with and new technologies they attempt to introduce. That is one of the reasons that we have very much blockaded any ships from getting in and out. Because they are attempting to bring these harmful substances onto the planet to injure, kill, weaken as many beings as possible. We know that we say these things and that many of you go into a fear-based state. Please, for your own good, do not go there. The purpose for telling you these things is to educate you to an awareness so that you can consciously create vibrant health. When you hear, see, read about anything happening in your world, immediately ask for assistance from us angels, the masters, the ascended masters, and your higher selves. See it changing, see it vibrating differently. Wrap it. Just wrap it as if you were going to wrap it in a container. See yourself energetically putting a bubble around it that it cannot affect anyone. Because energetically, you have the ability to do that. You truly do. So there is no reason to be afraid. We are explaining these things so that you can take a creative offense to it and creatively create structures that weaken and diminish all of these technologies' possible harm. That is the reason for this, bring you here. Because one of the questions this month was how to balance well-being. What's happening? Is there energetic shifts to your well-being? Yes, there are. And it is being done in multiple ways. With the chemicals and substances put in your food, your skincare products, anything that absorbs through the skin, it's the fastest way to get something in the system to harm it. We take that back. First, it would be breathing it. second, it would be through skin touch. And then you have, of course, water. So there are three different ways that they can powerfully, effectively get things in the human body to affect it quickly. It would take longer to get it in through a food source. When the saliva breaks things down, it breaks it down quickly and into your bloodstream. So, we show you these beings here being treated to let you know we are doing everything possible to intercede in these particular methodologies and biotechnology. Again, what happens on Earth affects all beings. We will not let them harm the planet. So anything that is put in your air system, your water, your soil, affects Earth. We are interceding with that, and as we explained last month, we're interceding with anything happening in the biosphere with the HARP devices and the lasers shooting into your biosphere, because that can create a ripple echo effect into other galaxies that can cause great harm, could even destroy worlds. We are monitoring that. And we want you to see, as we're looking out into this observation area, that these beings are being taken care of. They are having the effects of these harmful agents reversed. And they are getting better. They're very brave souls that have come to support you. Some of them are your relative planetary system. So they do it in honor of their relative that is living in the human form on Earth at this time.
I do have a specific question regarding what you're speaking about.
Wait. What I'm asking you to do with me is I want to take a moment of gratitude and thank all these amazingly courageous brothers, sisters, friends, family, for their courage to move forward, to support us, to intercede, to take this on, and to heal from it. We thank you with love, gratitude, appreciation, and wishes for vibrant health now, that you are back in top shape and better than ever as a result of your courage. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste. Sending all of them love and light and healing intentions, prayers and support.
Yes.
And appreciation.
Thank you.
Blessings to the earth.
That is a wondrous thing to do. And it is heard, it is noted, and it will be shared with everyone that it is appropriate to share with. Thank you both. All right. Mark, did you have another question about this situation before we move forward? There's more to show.
Yes. For those of us like myself that are fully awakened or close to that, that work in the medical field, in the health service field, social services field, and so forth, that are awakened, I'm asking for direct and conscious guidance and energetic support for the collective consciousness of everyone on the planet that is fully, that is awakened or close to being awakened, that works in those related fields, and to show me how to better support them here on the Earth plane as I move forward in my own health care field, at the clinic, and more, until the time is right for the bigger picture. whatever support and guidance you can give to all of us on the planet that work in those fields is most appreciated as we're moving forward to the new Earth.
Noted. Noted. And my answer to that is intention, intention, intention. It is what you intend that you create. So in your intention and your gratitude, you will have the support and the ability. Okay, we move on. They're taking me out of this room. And into another room. This is a laboratory. Case is not a full image, but the vibrancy in here is amazing. It is a higher vibrational level than Earth. And so I have to be at a higher vibe to even see it. Gallery, can you assist me in that? I'm seeing plants, but it's a hydroponic lab. Holy heaven, it's big. And they're all growing off the ceiling. It's on the ceiling. I just looked up. Oh, my word. What? Dr. Zenith, what are these plants? Are they edible plants? Are they herbal formulas? Both. Mostly herbal. We make our tinctures and our salves and our healing medicinals from this room. What does this mean for us? I've always sensed the Native Americans knew the real truth of medicine and well-being because they used what Earth provided through plants and herbs. Absolutely true. They were in alignment with Earth. All of your tribal communities knew how to work with the planet, with other species. Are you out of balance? Yes. That was one of your other questions. Your planet is out of balance because humans don't work with animals and plants. They work against them. And as long as it doesn't matter the numbers, what matters is the attitude. The attitude of superiority, the attitude of you deserve whatever you want to take, and the attitude of man is superior, therefore nothing else matters and I can destroy it if I choose. That is what's out of balance on your planet. Because once that attitude changes, everything can come into balance. You know, when you find somebody who decides that it's more important to respect the land, they then create sustainable farming practices. Those that honor the animals and honor the sacrifice that their nourishment, their light energy, will source feed their lives. And they honor the animal. They only take what's needed. They never abuse how much they eat or take. Many humans are gluttonous. They're eating far more than their body needs. And that's what else is out of balance. So to say, are you out of balance in numbers, isn't a question that should be asked. What should be asked is, how are you out of balance in attitude and lack of gratitude? Because when that's present, everything else falls into balance. What I can tell all of you about this room is exactly what happened when I walked in the door. It is so vibrant. I had to shift to how I was vibrating to even exist in this room. And that's the key, isn't it, Dr. Dina? Yes, Karen. Very good. That's the key. When you are in gratitude, when you are using the plants and the nourishment appropriately, properly, and in balance, the vibrancy is so high that everyone's well-being is affected. You don't need to abuse anything when your energy is high, when you have vital energy and vibrant health. You don't need to have extras of anything, extra food, extra plants, extra income, extra land, extra rooms. You don't need any of those things when you're in balance. And so many of you are waiting for financial prosperity, and you're going to get these funds, and then the star is going to take care of everything, and you're going to be able to go buy things, and that's not balance. Your native cultures who live in huts and have a couple pieces of clothes are richer than those with million-dollar mansions because they have balance. They are balanced in their well-being. They are balanced in their gratitude, appreciation, connection, and alignment with Earth. They are the wealthiest people on your planet. And most of you don't have a clue about that. So if you want to get well-being in balance, this is the place to start. Start with the gratitude of the soil, the water, the air, the plants, the nourishment, the animals, your beautiful body that provided you a place to explore consciousness. That's the energetic balance that needs to happen in 2015. It is the year to balance your left and right brain. That is where the wealth exists, the vibrant health, and the peace. And that is where you will feel oneness. Because as you can feel in this room, you're nourished by the energy of it. So the need for lots of food will take you out of this vibrant feeling, not give you more. More diminishes in this scenario. Okay, it's time to leave here. Thank you, Dr. Zena. Thank you. Okay. We are moving down the hallway, and they're opening the doors. This is an operating room. And there is a surgeon there.
Hello, namaste.
Hi.
Namaste. Thank you for speaking with us.
Well, of course I would speak with you, my other self realm. So you are Mark's aspect in the medical field for the Andromeda Council. Yes, I am. We have met before. Hello again, Mark.
Hello.
And what wisdom do you have to share with us and with Mark today? I wanted you all to see this room. This is what's possible for Earthlings as well. I'm seeing a room with huge lights, The operating table looks excessively big to me. It does not look like a normal size operating table. Oh, there's two beings on it. We can do two surgeries at once with a mirror capability. Please explain that. Oh, name, shall we call you? Ah, you can call me Eamon. That is my nickname, so just call me Eamon. Eamon, why is there a benefit to work on two people at one time? It is a mirror imagery. When you can get the exact same mirror, what happens in this table is we can work on one person and it totally does a 180 degree mirror in the other person, and the surgery can be completed by one surgeon on two people at the same time. Why would you want to do that? Why not one individual at a time? What is the purpose for this? We are working on empowering DNA structure. That was one of your other questions. You've been wanting to know what's happening with the updates as far as DNA is concerned. This is a methodology that allows us to take the DNA structure of one being and mirror it into another being to update their potential and their chains of DNA to what they used to be. Wow. Wow. That's amazing. So this can't be done by just flicking on some crystals in earth that will open up and empower our DNA structure. This has to be done in a laboratory setting to amp it up. Yes. We need to either inject it into someone or we need to do this mirroring technique. Oh, my goodness. Now I'm seeing all kinds of groups here and they're mirroring. We can do it faster this way, and there's no pain, there's no harm to anyone. You simply lay on this table, and within, are we talking minutes, hours? Within what would be an hour in Earth time, we can completely update someone's DNA structure. So, there is a theory going around in the spiritual community that we are going to be taken to spaceships and healed and brought back to Earth or taken somewhere else. Is that what you're showing us, that concept of this is why we'd be brought to the spaceships? It would be to update the DNA so that we would be operating from our full potential in a biological form? Yes, that is exactly right. Wow, wow. Mark, what questions do you have? I'm just like in awe. This is so cool.
Okay, so would this need to be done with the entire Earth's population?
Very good question. Not initially, no, because many people are not emotionally ready for the capability of all of this, the DNA strands to be opened and functioning. probably be harmful to those who are not, because they wouldn't even know how to deal with what their body was vibrating at. And it would probably just cause heart attacks, strokes, electrical, neurological failure. So no, people would have to be ready for this. This is very high tech, and it's very advanced thinking and philosophy.
Well, then can you, as I've requested, for those of us like myself that are awakened, that work in the medical social services support fields for humanity, that is awakened, perhaps we can be the first one so that we can do our job more efficiently and effectively back on the physical earth plane, as well as the healers on the planet that are also truly awakened?
There are very, very few on planet Earth at this time that are ready for this. Most of the light workers aren't even there yet. So it will happen as needed. We are working out the details of how to have it happen quickly, but it's not ready to bring to the planet yet. You aren't ready. The world isn't ready. The structures haven't come down yet that need to come down completely to have this happen. You would create a different type of super soldier that a benevolent super soldier that wouldn't know how to fit in and where to operate and how to function, and more importantly, wouldn't have any medical care that could take care of them, because your hospitals and your medical structures are not in any way capable of this yet.
Now, from
and
what
we
I've heard,
can't come, hold on, we can't come to the planet to take care of these beings that we would update at this time. We want you to know what's coming, we want you to know what's possible, and we wanted to answer the question, because you've asked it several times about the DNA update. It's going to happen like this. It's not going to happen Tuesday. It's going to have to be something that is updated all at once and not turned on one at a time, because your medical science hasn't even acknowledged it yet to be able to support anyone we would turn it on for. Okay, what is your next question?
Well, I've heard many times that when the Earth's magnetic poles flip, that it will have an effect on all life on the planet and also the memory of everyone on the planet. Can you clarify that, please?
Yes. No. Actually, I feel that that is something for Dr. Chicknick to answer.
Okay.
Yes, I will be happy to answer that. We are working on... Actually, the council has been working on balancing Earth so that there isn't a polar shift. You're seeing some aspects of it. There's a wobble in the shift right now. But you will not see a complete polar shift. We are assisting with that because that would most likely destroy much of Earth. And again, we have promised to keep that from happening. We had a, Karen had a question earlier this week that I'm going to acknowledge because it fits in with this. Why? Why now? Why have the malevolent beings been able to do so much harm for so long? Why the Dark Ages? Why did you have the Age of Pisces? Because in the Age of Pisces, you were galactically aligned, so the portals and wormholes for us to get to you were closed. You've seen many movies on your planet with time travel. and they go through a portal, and it's at a certain hour, at a certain minute, at a certain second, and if they go to the velocity of the speed, they can get through the time portal. There's accuracy to that information. Time, place, velocity, frequency, and astrological alignment that has to happen for beings to get between universes and go through stargates and travel through light years quickly. Those were closed. That is why we could not assist sooner. Fortunately, we had those that were willing to time travel and to get there, and there were some portals that some beings could get to you and help. But not enough. Now, that was the blessing of shifting into the age of Aquarius. In that astrological shift of movement in your galaxy and your planetary structures, it opened up the doors, so to speak, the wormholes, for us to come and support you. So that is why this is all happening now and taking place. We are still working on having the knowledge brought forth on your planet and disclosure. The fact that benevolent neighbors in the universe are here to help. And until that comes out and we get rid of the malevolent beings trying to control your governments and your financial structures and your food sources, we cannot expose ourselves. Again, as we explained last month, we can protect the multiverses and other galaxies. We can protect Earth. We are doing that as far as the polar shifts, the bioengineering, the laser blast coming out into the biosphere that could echo and go hit one of these wormholes and ping off of it and cause tremendous problems in other worlds. The polar shift is one of those aspects that we can assist with. That is why it has taken so long for us to get to this point. And these are the kind of things we can do to assist. Mark, do you have any other questions about this medical area and your other aspects? I mean,
what support and guidance do you have that myself and others like me around the planet can do now and over the next few years as we're moving through these shifts that's going on? And, you know, whatever I can do, of course, you know, I am here to do with your guidance and support and the manifestation of those roles on the physical earth plane. What can we do that are currently in those roles?
Well, that's what we've been explaining all along, and that's what we explained last month. So we're not going to repeat all of that. The basic bottom line, and this is not something for years out, this is something for now. The bottom line is create the vision of what you want it to look like. Imagery, stand in the truth of your power in your life. Know what's possible. Be in gratitude to what is and what can be and will be. This isn't about action. It's about being. We said that last month. It's about attitude, and it's about who you choose to be and how you choose to think. It's a feeling state, not an action state, that will move you forward in 2015 or any other year. So, that said, we're going to leave this facility. Thank you, Anin. Thank you. It's good to see you again. Very glad to be here. I'm excited, and I will continue work with the DNA structure so that it will source everyone when the time comes.
Mm-hmm. And as you know, I'm here as your Earth counterpart to assist in whatever way you guide. And everyone else from the Gumbian Camp.
noted. We know that just in your intention to do the show. Thank you. All right. We are moving out. And we're going down a hallway, and we're going into a conference room. And there's a huge screen. Okay, we're sitting down, and there's something that they want to show us on this monitor. The screen is here. I'm seeing cornfield. So it's a this is like a cornfield, right? This looks like I'm looking at Iowa or one of those states with all the fields. Yes, you are. Oh my goodness. There is a spaceship over this cornfield. Thousands of acres of cornfield and wheat field. And it's beaming a light. These ships are cloaked, aren't they? Yes. Yes, of course. So your government's ready to tell you, we can't. They are beaming what looks like a frequency wave down over these cornfields. You're shifting the frequency of the food. We're neutralizing it. Now, explain to us what neutralizing it means. We are neutralizing the parasites, the technology in it, the biotechnology that created a genetically modified organism that is a parasitic protein that will literally harm its host. We are energetically beaming a frequency into that source of that organism. They won't even call it a food. The genetically modified organism, and we are neutralizing its harmful effect. From what I'm sensing, you're basically killing off the protein. You're immobilizing it. It can't. It has no action from this process that we have developed. How long have you been using this technology to neutralize the genetically modified organism? Fairly recently. We weren't ready to show it to you last month. We are this month. Readings, feedback, and results from this. Is it capable to use this technology on all of the genetically modified organisms? The sugar, the wheat, the corn, alfalfa, all of the ones that they're using it for now, the major ones, soy, you forgot about soy, all of those are being neutralized, and we're getting very good reports back that it's working.
Mm. Now, can you
of course,
work
the governments
it on
are
the speed?
Very, hold on. The governments are working against us. But we've got the technology to cloak this and go around what they have been doing to us. The other thing that we're working on is we're working on the same technology to affect the chemtrailing chemicals and what they are doing. And we're developing ways to eliminate that. Now, the reason we showed you all of this is that we got the message that you wanted the system, but we need to know that the earthlings are still in alignment with us helping. And we need you to know that we are neutralizing the harmful effects of these organisms. But we haven't been able to alter the fact that there's no nutrition in them. and that when you eat them, you don't gain any vitamins, minerals from the food. So we want to make that very clear and keep it from harming your intestinal tract. But we can't make it viable, healthy food for you. Not at this time. We haven't figured that one out. This was the most important thing first. That's what we needed you to know. You still have choices to make. But we're getting to a place where we can at least keep the food from destroying your health. Yes, Mark, what was your question? Do you have a question about this technology?
Yes. The GMO seed that they have stockpiled and how they are genetically altering the seed and how they are doing that. Can you work it from that angle with your technology so that you can look where all those seed stockpiled is and their process of creating the genetically modified seed, how they're actually doing it, so you can get it at that point as well?
Very good question. We are actually beaming the same technology on the seed stores. So where their storage is, now we cannot affect the laboratories at this time, but we can at least get the stockpiles. And we hear Karen asking, well, what about healthy seeds? Well, that was part of what you saw in that lab. We're developing and maintaining natural seeds for all plants and foods that can be introduced to your planet and any other that needs it. We're maintaining the sacredness, those different things, of the different foods and different seeds and different nutrients. And in some ways, we're enhancing the viable nutrients from them. Now, no, we're not genetically modifying. We have just created conditions that have empowered the seeds to be more productive.
Mm. Now, so there are some GMO-free seed suppliers because of the demand around the world. Can you provide some of this seed that you're speaking of to them on their physical earth plane, perhaps through your first contact teams or awakened ones that are on the physical earth plane? Can you provide them with those seed that is positive and supportive?
What we are doing is we have beings on the ground in action to assist with being held in sacred boundaries so that they are not contaminated. And yes, at times we swap things out if we find that they are. There are beings on the ground assisting with that very question, and I can't give you more information than that. But know that yes, we are helping with that also. It is time to end this session today. We thank you for being here. We are honored to assist you. You've got great information to walk forward on, and we'll bring you back more information next month. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Chitson, and thank you, Dr. Zena. We so appreciate all that you've done for us and shown us and are doing for us. We are grateful to everyone in this facility and the Andromeda Council. Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.
You are both welcome. Thank you for representing Earth and humanity. All right, Galilee is walking me back. Mark, would you please give the information of how people can get in touch with you and what they can accomplish from doing work with you?
Yes, I assist with their conscious ascension experience, bring it more into their conscious awareness through conscious integration with more of their soul, more of the living consciousness of our planet Earth and creation itself into their conscious awareness and work to clear the mental emotional patterns and beliefs physically and non-physically, energetically, that no longer support their growth, their higher good, so they can truly move forward and do more of what they are here on the planet to do, that their soul has chosen to. But with everything that I do, it is their soul that actually makes a final choice what to accept and do and work with and what not to. So I can bring in the energy of creation itself, a lot of support from the Governmental Council and others, and the angelic, to support them, but as their soul's free will and choice that either allows or not allow it to actually happen and transform and change them. So it is their own soul's choice at all times. And that's a very important part.
And how can they
reach
you?
And they can reach me. My Blog Talk Radio show is blogtalkradio.com/BeLoveNow. Or on Facebook, it's Marcus.HealingForInnerPeace. Or you can simply just type out healing, the number 4, inner peace, Google, and you'll see a lot of the things that I've done. Some of it is old and don't work with anymore, but you'll see some newer stuff as well. And my email is innerlightexpressions@hotmail.com.
Thank you, Mark. I am back with Galilee, and he would like to say goodbye before I give my information. Namaste to both of you. Namaste to all listening. We are honored to be a part of this. I'm honored to be your host in these conversations, and I take my leave for now. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Galilee. All right, and for Mark's listeners, my website is karenkressman.com. You can find my newsletters, sign up for my bi-monthly newsletters, find out about my journey work, and how I can do this kind of a reading for you, but go to aspects of your higher self, go to past lives, future lives, talk with your higher self, your body consciousness. There's many different modalities of my work that you can see on the site. You'll also find the links to my radio show and contact information. Karen@KarenKressman.com. Thank you very much. My work is to empower you to empower yourself and unconditionally love the beautiful light essence that you already are. Thank you all for being a part of this show, and we look forward to having you back next month. Goodbye for now.
Love, light, blessings to all. Namaste.
Okay, everyone. I hope you all enjoyed that. There was a lot of good. Definitely surprising me was my own higher dimensional aspect of my soul expressed as part of the hospital ship, which is part of why I work in the medical field, as well as other workplaces. Like I have explained to others, quite often, if you're an earth that are awakened, if you look at yourself and look at your primary skill sets that you have, children, theater, an artist, or a number of other possibilities that are beneficial to humanity, to the animals, to the plants, that higher aspects of your own soul's expression, other dimensions, other realms, even other universes at times, where you are actually doing each of those individual skill sets in a bigger way, in a larger way. So, with myself, and I know others can learn to do that as well, receive that themselves. Have any thoughts? Well, I think that someone is on air or song I want to play, it just really says
I'm not just this body, emotion, or this mind, these senses or conditions, feelings going round. The truth is, I am really not as I appear, not ending or beginning. I am ever, everywhere, who I really am, who I truly am, is boundless, beyond body, beyond mind and time, beyond this earthly life. Learning to discover by means of taking form, I'm ever on a journey, experience it all. Everything's illusion, lives of every sort, momentary pleasure, passing through this world. But who I really am, who I truly am, is endless, awesome wonder, ageless wisdom, design, beyond this earthly life. I am not this body, emotion, or this mind, senses or conditions, feelings going round. Truth is, I am really not as I appear, not ending or beginning. I am ever everywhere, who I really am, who I truly am, is endless, awesome wonder, ageless wisdom, design, beyond this earthly life, beyond this body, beyond mind and time, beyond this earthly life.
I've always loved Samaria's music. We only have a few of her songs, and because she's no longer in the physical, she's in spirit doing work from the other realms of love and light. I don't have any callers in the queue that want to speak right now, so that will be fine. Just one thing is, I even learned something, or I should say, got the clarity that I needed for my own higher aspect and other things in the show tonight, and help me to really redefine a few things on how I do the healing work that I do and the energy work that I do. Because sometimes, I don't want to go into it too much anyway, so we'll just go and continue on with the show. Now, I am planning on probably later in the week doing some uploading of some new music that I have. I just need to figure out a way to get it renamed, uploaded, and converted to other formats from its original. So I need to work on that. So I'll be working on that and getting some more guests for some future shows. A few people have told me, yes, they will, but I haven't gotten the confirmation from them when yet, and so we'll be working on that. Now, the thing to remember is to give gratitude and appreciation at every opportunity. With that, of course, love. And that includes Mother Earth and each aspect of Mother Earth. That also includes our galactic family, the angels, anyone else out there that is giving of themselves, whether we are consciously aware of and see it or not, and they give a lot of themselves. Now, one thing that they said tonight is that there are many of the first contact team that have been here in the physical earth sacrificing themselves to help us, where they put themselves in harm's way to save our lives here, to minimize the extent of the problems going on. And then they are then taken up to the hospital ship where I work, that aspect of myself, which you heard tonight through Karen, go to receive the healing that they need so that they can go back to work, which is back here on the physical earth plane, because they feel that it is very important for them to complete their mission, complete what they need to do. And many of them, like was said tonight, are, I guess you could say, related to us in that their DNA is contributed to our gene pool, so they could be from our parent races, or they could be our neighbors from our neighboring planets and planetary systems close to us. So they see us as family. And that is why they are helping and supporting us in their own way. So so that's very important to do. Now, I would love to have some callers, but I usually don't get very many callers after my second hour, which I need to work on that. And because that's important to get the feedback from listeners and friends that listen to the recordings as to their feelings, their perspectives, their questions that they may have. So if you do get any questions, you can send me an email, either at innerlightexpressions@hotmail.com or on my Facebook, marcus.healing4innerpeace. And also make sure that you check Karen's website, karencressman.com, which is also in the show notes, as well as her Awakening Your Light at Blog Talk Radio. and she is definitely very gifted, very close member of my spiritual family, and extremely important that we do this collaboration work that we do with the Drumming Council shows. And, I mean, definitely listen to her other shows. She is very gifted in many things as well. Now, one thing that has been asked to me, which Karen didn't have time to go into it like she was planning on, which is fine, is how we get to where we're going. Basically, when Karen and I work together and we write the questions, and you know, usually I write some ideas for questions, I send them to Karen, then she goes over, rewrites them, revises them a bit, and what in that process, and then in the finalized questions, the two of us are telepathically linked to others in the Drum Dean Council. They keep a close eye on our work, and they then get the questions and they get the appropriate members of the Drum Dean Council and the location they want us to do the show from, and they let our souls know, our higher dimensional aspects are part of the Drum Dean Council, know, let our dragons know where they want us to go ahead of time, you know, or at the time of the broadcast, and we project our consciousness. Now, Karen rides her dragon, and I have a dragon as well, as well as being part dragon, and we go there. Also, a big part of it is working with quantum physics as it's understood, although what we work with is beyond the physics that is understood on the earth plane. But basically, if you think about this, there are many series of wormholes and portals that go all over creation that are accessible. Also, when we are, like myself, for example, and I know there are others that can do quantum jumping as well, that we are part of the greater whole within the quantum field and even beyond that with all of creation. And we project an aspect of our consciousness in that other location in creation, and then we put our focus, our attention on that projection of our consciousness, that this is where we want to go, this is what we want to do, and it's of higher intention, and working with the true living consciousness of creation, which is within all of our souls, within all creation. The true living consciousness of creation is beyond the earth plane concept of God, Source, Buddha, Christ, whatever name you want to use, they are all part of the true living consciousness of creation. For it is within their souls, within them. But it's beyond that. Many of those words, God and Source, as it's understood, are earth terminology for something which is actually much, much bigger and much more than what is understood by most earth humans. That it is the true living consciousness of creation itself. And I'll give you some expanded descriptions and to help you to better understand it. You can have a singular consciousness of one individual. You can have the collective consciousness of a city, which means everyone within that city or that state or that country. You can have a collective consciousness. You could have a collective group consciousness, say, of everyone that is an artist, a healer, works in the medical field, works in the construction field, what have you. It's a certain mental, emotional feeling processing of their consciousness, where they are connected to at various levels, each of the levels of consciousness of those of like mind and consciousness. From the local level to the national level to the worldwide level. Even the animals, for example, each of the animals, all of the members of the bear family around the world, the cat family around the world, the dog family around the world, insects, even trees. All the trees on the in the world are all connected. Stones, the crystals, are all connected together through that. And then get to a point where everything is connected on the planet. We're the true living consciousness of the planet. And even going beyond that, many of the species on the planet Earth, I'm not saying all, but many of them, have higher dimensional or other universal aspects which they are connected to. For example, cat people, dog people, that actually are in a higher dimensional realm, have their own spaceships that travel intergalactically. My own cats that I have had, their higher aspects work with me in those higher dimensional realms in creation as, they say, the cat people or others with others are the dog people. And they do work to support planets like the Earth. So there are many of the higher dimensional, higher consciousness beings that are not necessarily human or humanoid that come down to incarnate in physical Earth forms that are of much higher consciousness, but are not necessarily in people, human form. It could be an animal form, say a cat person in a cat body, dog person in a dog body, horse person, for example, in a horse consciousness, and there's so many other examples in creation. Also, another thing is a lot of our science fiction, for example, Star Wars, Star Trek, even anime, in its more positive aspects, you could say, in other universes, those concepts, those ideas that inspired them, the original inspiration, the original life forms, if you will, that inspired them could also be real in another universe, shall we say, or another galaxy far from here. Could be just as real as you and I are. It's just in a different reality than what we would understand or perceive. I have seen, and as has one of my sons, actually two of my sons, can also quantum jump in their own ways, one in particular, similar to myself, my older son, he's 22, can quantum jump. And we have seen some of the same beings. For example, in one universe, there is a worm about the size of a house that has a very, very funny sense of humor. There are trees. Tree beings, entities that are actually the ancient of the ancients, called the ancient treants. They have lessons to teach as well of patience, of wisdom, of knowledge, working with nature. Even the elementals, which are here on the Earth plane, have a great deal to teach. The gnomes and many others have been around longer than us Earth humans have been here. So we have a great deal we can learn from them. The best way to work with them is simply going to nature. Now, all the folklore beings that are very real, that simply are not in this physical realm yet, but they can visit, you can communicate with them, are emanate from the Ancient of Days, which is a universal being of this universe. This universal being is extremely wise, extremely loving, extremely supportive. Now, just like us, the fairies, for example, the gnomes, the dwarves, the elves, and so many others, they can come into form to aid and assist planets in their own way. And then they can also choose that they want to experience a different planet somewhere else. So they go to the Ancient of Days and say, just like our souls can do, I want to experience something else. And then it would then be arranged for them to take on a form that's appropriate for them to aid and assist that other primate. And then they would then be transferred, the soul would then go to that other planet, wherever it is in creation, in this universe, to aid and assist there. And there will be a time when we will be able to communicate with them easily. Granted, now, some can do that now, that are intuitive, have developed those abilities. And one of the services which I provide is I help those who have conscious intuitive abilities to enhance their abilities. But part of enhancing those abilities means they need to do inner work to work through their stuff, work through what barriers they have or whatever that hinders them from truly developing and enhancing their abilities. But with it is responsibility. Having greater abilities and using them responsibly is a great deal. And many do not understand that, myself and many others that I know of on the planet, some that have gone public and some that do not. And there are some that I've talked to that are also on the verge of consciousness as I am, but they do not go public with it. Or they just do specific aspects of the healing and intuitive work, but they do not share as openly as I have, which is fine. That's their free will and choice. They still are doing part, their part of the work, where their soul is part dragon, part phoenix, and then any other beings that are also from universal consciousness that support creation itself. And one of my friends that I'm planning on doing a show with, although they haven't told me when yet, is also working on a gathering with others that are also dragon or phoenix consciousness. And my plan is to do more dragon shows once I get some more of them on the show. And we'll talk about the dragon magic, dragon, and what they actually have to offer and to support. And, you know, it's just incredible to see it all really happening. We just don't see it all yet. One of the reasons is because the media is not free yet. There will be a time when they will be. They're just not free yet. Let's see. Do I have any callers in the queue? No, I do not. Anything going on in the chat room? Chat room isn't working at the moment. So I need to see if I can fix that. Okay. Let's see if that fixes it. I think what we're going to do, let's see, Miss Magical, Tribal Love, I'm going to try that one, and then enjoy.
Talk about youth movements and youth subcultures. I've talked about them as being tribes because, you know, a tribe conjures up the idea of a very colorful, exotic, but rather primitive group of people who you don't really understand but who look spectacular. And so it's a natural word to use about kind of punks and hippies and these youth subcultures which were visually very spectacular. But tribalism in the 90s meant that, but it meant something slightly different that you. The gathering of the tribes, and this was the fact that all these different youth subcultures that looked very different had different kind of loyalties to different music, all kind of came together in one great big electronic celebration.
Again, that's Mismatch One. I'm going to be working on getting some music from another one of my friends, and because I would like to get some other new guests on the show as well. So I'm going to be working on that over the next month. And let's see, do I have any callers in the queue? No, I do not. And not much going on in the chat room. Podcast had some issues working on. So the key is really the feeling, more the feelings, because we Earth humans are capable of more extremes than most other races. We can be very much into the negative mental and emotional frequencies, as well as extremely high mental emotional frequencies and love and compassion. And we need to focus on that, and the love, the compassion, the collaboration, co-creating with others, with things that are for the good of the whole, for the of creation, greater good of humanity, or the animals, supporting the environment, supporting each other, and really doing more to help others to see that they can make a difference. They can do greater more than they thought was possible. They simply just did not believe in themselves. They did not believe that they were a part of the living consciousness of our dear sweet planet Mother Earth, which we all are. For her consciousness is within all of our souls. And so is the true living conscious creation, for that also within all of our souls as well. So there's so much more that we are capable of doing. We simply just need to believe it. We need to feel it. Use your imagination. Your imagination is a very powerful tool if you learn how to use it with the highest of intentions, love and light. And visualize what you want to create. See it. Feel it. Know it. And allow it. And allowing is a huge part. Like, you know, I can, you myself or other gifted healers that I know can be very good at what they do. But they only can provide the energy and the support to the person they're working with. But it is still the free will and choice of the individual that is receiving the healing, and the free will and choice whether they want to accept the energy and do their part, their inner work, in order to allow change, allow growth, allow their own soul's consciousness to come more into their conscious awareness, to allow their own higher mind, higher aspect of their own soul to come into their physical aspect of their body, of their mind. And the more that we open ourselves to more possibilities, and a huge, I mean really huge part, is to put out the intention, put out the request that is higher as intentions, and to let go of expectation. Let go of the expectation of where it's going to come from to you or how. And simply put it out there from the highest of intentions and learn patience. If you need with help with patience, you ask. Go to the trees. Connect with all the trees. Ask for the ancient tree ant or the trees themselves to teach you, to guide you. And they will. They can if you choose to allow it. It's one thing to mentally think everything through, but if you don't do it on an emotional level, it's not going to work as well. Quite often, if we think, we also, without the feeling of a higher love or higher compassion, higher emotional state, you can think yourself to stop and block it from happening. So that's the way it is. So that's just the way it works. Let's see what else we can do. Strange. Because I don't have any callers or anyone on air to tell me if I'm still on air, because I just saw an error message. I think I'm still on air. Let's see, how about, I'll play this one song. Let's see. Only Love Is Real.
Whenever you're feeling confused, when life's purpose eludes, remember what really matters. There's only love that is real, only love that is real, only love that's really true. Feel the oneness within you. You're centered in them. Everything perfectly being. There's only love that is real. Only love that is real. Only love that's real within. You are love unfolding. You are light within. Feel the beauty of life and of living. There's only love that is real. Only love that is real. Only love that's real within. There's only love that is real. Only love that is real. Only love that's real for me.
Okay. That was again Samaria. There wasn't anything going on in the chat room or on a switchboard. So it's just strange. Several people said they were gonna call in, but they didn't. So that happens. So we're gonna end this show now. And hopefully you enjoyed it. And I think I'll probably do 90-minute shows for a while, unless people actually show up to co-create together. So love, light, and blessings to all. And I'll let you know. You'll see it posted when some new shows are scheduled. Love, light, and blessings to all. And enjoy the journey of self-divine empowerment through the divinity within your own soul.